listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Eric Easy Zuli in the house, everybody. What's going on? It's time to do it the easy way, Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we do every week. I'm excited to announce that we got some pretty awesome guests coming on today. We got a girl that is like the queen of the Grammys, and she's involved in many, many situations, and she is called the Electric Lady, Wanda Electric Lady Wilson. And you may not recognize her, but she's one of the most influential women in today's music. Wanda Wilson has done it all. She's been on the Soul Train as a Soul Train dancer. She's been on album covers as a model, Michael Jackson's music video girl, bass guitarist, a music producer, and Grammy Awards board member. Not to mention, she's also worked with an arranged form of music with some of the greatest artists of all time. And Wanda Wilson's collaborated and written and arranged music for everyone from the great James Brown, Mary J. Blige, Whitney Houston, and she's truly, you know, she earned that that name, the Electric Lady. So this is going to be our guest coming on real soon here. She's going to be coming on in about 10 minutes or so. And if you are a music person and you have music questions, and I mean, she's just like the queen of the music industry. So we're glad to have her. She's gonna be coming on here real soon. And I have a blog. It's called HollywoodItGuy.com. For those of you that might be tuning in that don't know about the show, you can check out HollywoodItGuy.com. I post really cool, interesting entertainment stories. Anything to do with Hollywood, you could probably find it out. What's hot and what's now, what's really happening on that blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. And then also the things that we got going on. In fact, I just posted about Amanda Bynes not being too happy about something Kim Kardashian said. And, you know, something about Kevin Bacon, and we have some stuff about the Power Rangers and a lot of cool exclusive stuff that you pretty much can't get anywhere else but listening and watching and doing it the easy way. We also have a network called WTV Networks that powers everything, powers Easy Way Broadcasting. WTV.com is where you go to. And that network, we just brought on a couple great people that are going to be putting out some really cool, interesting stories as far as music goes and film and TV. And we got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. So we're going to take a quick short break, and this will tell you a little bit more about WTV.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Yeah, so that tells you a little bit more about WTV. It's a really awesome network, and it powers a lot of what we're doing, and you can get all the entertainment stories, fashion stories, music stuff, philanthropy type content. We have so many different things as far as entertainment business philanthropy goes, so make sure you check that out. And we're always looking for looking for people that have talent. And also, guys, Easy Way Broadcasting is going to start looking for some independent music. So if you are listening to this show and you are an artist and you want to get your music out there, we are going to be playing music. You can submit to Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcasting at gmail.com. We'll take a look at what you got and see what we can do about helping out and playing it on our radio station here. And so we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick song here. This is a group called the Chore Boys, and one of the members actually was on Disney's Pair of Kings. They're out doing their thing, and I'm trying to support my boys here. And props to Shane Sparks for the introduction and what he's doing. So we're going to pop on a Chore Boys here, and we'll be right back, guys.
You hear that? Izzy DJ on the right. You see that? It's the light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey!
Crazy by Ochoa Boys. We're listening. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and this is Easy Talk. I'm your host, and we're just having some fun, man. I want you guys to call and have some fun with me, and especially when our guest comes on, 914-338-1303. I'm trying to go with music here. And also, if you guys have any skills, you know, hit us up, 914-338-1303, and show us what you got. Let's bust a little freestyle, have some fun. This is an awesome show, guys. Every Friday, where we are talking about success and struggles. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about like how to network the easy way. And when you're networking and you're meeting somebody, what are the crucial? What's the system? What's the best way to be successful in your networking? When you meet somebody, you get a card. What do you do after you get that card? What do you do? Do you just put it on your desk and maybe? I mean, most people will get a card, they'll put it in their pocket, they'll forget about it. What I would say, guys, if you what you need to do is follow up, man. You really, really need to follow up and call that person, email them, show them that you're eager to work with them, and show them what you do, and be hungry. You know, I'll give you guys an example. I actually had a friend of mine introduce me to a restaurant, and you know, we do a lot of branding and marketing and things like that, and you know, this restaurant, I mean, I could have just got the number and you know, left a message and I didn't just leave a message. I called up, left a message, and I didn't get a response back. And then I, you know, called up again, left another message, didn't get a response back. Called up again, left another message, got a response back after the third or fourth time. See, it's persistence. And then that might turn into be a pretty cool situation. And, so, you know, networking, you know, you've got to follow up, and then also, like, put together packages, put together situations, you know, put together stuff that really shows what you do. Have your stuff ready before you go out and network and you meet people. I know so many people that don't have the foundation laid, you know what I mean? They don't have the packages. They don't have what they do. They're just, you know, be ready. Put your stuff together, like, be on point. We got a caller here. It looks like this looks like my man Ryan with Avenue Entertainment Management. He has just called in, said what's up. How you feeling, Ryan?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Okay, hey, you know, you can do me a favor, Ryan. We're in
sure,
the studio right now. We're not on the
I'm
phone.
Sorry?
I said we're actually in the studio. We're not on the phone. How's it sound?
It sounds pretty good. Where's the studio at? Where is it at?
Can't tell you. It's a ghost studio, but we're actually in the studio today. We're not on the phone, and we're just hopefully it's sounding better to our wonderful audience and everybody. By the way, props to everybody that's. I mean, we got almost 100 likes on this show today. That's pretty cool. 100 likes, almost 75 different
retweets. Sweet.
Yeah. So
I'm happy to be a producer with WTV. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you, man. We're excited to have you come on board and bring some of the magic that you got. I know you're working on a couple cool films and you're doing some cool things. Tell us the story of the Avenue Way.
Yeah, man. Just we got some of our actors. You know, they're shooting like shows right now, bigger network shows. One of our guys did a co-star on Bones a couple weeks ago. Movies, a lot of movies going on. Basically trying to bring in, you know, financing for one film. Nicolas Cage would be starring in it. So we're actually waiting for that to close. Working on a great animation project with Tony Bancroft. Tony Bancroft is directing. He's done a lot of stuff with like Lion King, like every animation project there is that's out there he's done. So working on that and a lot of other projects that are really good. And, you know, just trying to build our actors up and just trying to, you know, brand and market and get it, you know, make things happen.
That sounds cool. So anybody that might be listening, where do they follow you at if they want to get involved and they want a manager or they want some help, they want to get in film or what you guys do?
Yeah, they can, you can always Google Avenue Entertainment Management. Our Twitter is at Enter AEM, or there's actually another one, which is Avenue Entertainment Management. And then Facebook, find us there, like us, love us. We should do a new one, huh, E, which is love us, not like, love.
yeah, totally.
That could work, yeah. No, but anyway, so just being silly. No, yeah, so they could find us on Facebook under my personal, which is AEM, and then space Ryan, and space Torres, my last name. So, yeah, find us there and then send an email. If you go online and Google, you'll find our email. We have a website, amartist.com. I know we're working together with some, you know, talent, E, and going to be making things happen. So, yeah, and then, of course, you know, we have these movie projects that are coming up, and, you know, we try to plug our people in those projects, try to give them first pick. So it's a great little strategy.
We got another caller too, and if you want to stay on the line, we'll make this a party. We'll make it a party on Easy Talk today. We got a caller 323-3524. Who's this?
This is Kevin Kelly. How you doing, man?
Doing good, Kevin Kelly. We're feeling good. How you feeling?
Good. Ryan Burns is a manager of mine. He said give me a call and say what's up. Kevin Kelly show, and just checking in and see what's going on and supporting. Your show, man.
Hey, I really appreciate it, man. So what's the Kevin Kelly show about?
The Kevin Kelly show is about this genius artist who's a great songwriter, singer, actor. He does it all. Who's going nowhere. He's in the middle of Hollywood. There's a revolution going on. He knows about him. So this is open up the world's Kevin Kelly show. So you come back to his living room, man. You get to deal with this brilliant artist.
Hey, Mr. Kevin, can you do us a favor and make sure that you like maybe stand on your head or put your body in a weird position so we can hear you? No, I'm kidding. Your signal's kind of cutting out. Make sure you're in a good place where we can hear you because we want to hear what you're saying, but it's going chop chop chop.
Yeah, Kevin, so you're cutting out.
Can you hear me? Maybe because my voice is so powerful that I'm just chopping up. Is that better?
That's a little bit better. Yeah, we can definitely. So
tell
you
us
have
about
a
show, Kevin.
Yeah, so the show's just about a guy who's a genius actor, artist who's in the middle of Hollywood, and there's a revolution going on in his apartment, and nobody knows about it. So it's all about him getting out there and then, you know, lighting it up. And, you know, it's all about me. It's all about the artist, all about the poet, all about the man. So I've been working with Ryan, and just wanted to call in and then support you guys.
Awesome.
Did you hear me? Did you get some of that.
Hey, man, that sounds like a pretty interesting show. So is that going to be on YouTube? Is that going to be on television? Where can people find it?
Yeah, you can check it out. There's on YouTube, and there's also the website. It's the Kevin Kelly Show, too. I got my music up there and the videos and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, Marlon Brando did a whole show where he interviewed himself, which was kind of like a funny thing, that you don't need anybody but yourself to do everything, you know. So that's where I got the idea from, sort of, you know, and then I took off on my own. So it's kind of like it's all of my work in one kind of bundle, you know. That's what I've been doing. I've been, you know, acting and doing comedy and singing and doing my music and writing my plays. I've been doing the whole nine yards for a while now. Did it in New York and, you know, doing it out here. And
cool, man. Well, hey, I got some advice for you. You should do everything that you're talking about, but you should try doing it the easy way. I'm just kidding, man. Hey, thanks so much for being on the show. Make sure you follow us at Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And we'd love to hear more about your story. We got to get our guest on coming up here, guys, which is actually Wanda Electric Lady Wilson, who's a leading voting member of the Grammys, has done music videos with Michael Jackson and pretty much worked with everybody in the music field. So we're going to take a quick commercial break here. We're going to give her a call so we can catch her out in Hawaii. She's I'm so jealous. She gets to chill in Hawaii, hang out, and I'm out all the way out here. Well, actually, no, LA is not that bad either. But all right, guys. So we're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Wanda Electric Lady Wilson. Hopefully, she's a busy lady, but we're gonna try to catch her for you. And this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. Make sure you check out the blog, HollywoodItGuy.com. And you're listening to Easy Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure. Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
All right, so we're going to be calling our guest here. This is Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Talk. That we're talking here, and call field international calls are not allowed for this subscriber. Oh, that's not cool. How are we gonna get her? Wondering, because see, I've never done an international call. Try to get a guest on the show here, so you guys are gonna kind of like hang tight with me, and we're gonna try to figure out how we're gonna get her on the show here. And this is not cool. We're gonna pop some music on. Let's see what we can do about getting on the show, guys. We will do it because we always try to deliver what we promise. And I'm going to go ahead and pop on this girl here. And so her name's Alizé. She has a song called Code Red. So if there's any label people out there, anybody looking for a cool artist, this girl's got some skills. So we'll be right back, guys. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. And we're having some fun. We'll be right back.
We have a cold red.
Say you want it, you can make it extra hot.
money, now you're looking in my eyes, you get lost. At the couch of blood, of course, guaranteed to prove another turn of a bar. Green don't stand a chance, and the yellow almost late. But give me that red, and he will never go out late. It's like we faded in the moonlight of candle. If I had one wish, it would be a throw better hand.
Guys, so that was Code Red by Alizé. Yes, we're having some fun. We promised you Miss Wanda Electric Lady Wilson, the, I call her the Grammy Queen, but I mean, she's done so much in music, it's ridiculous. She is on the show right now. Miss Wanda, how you feeling? How you feeling? You there, girl?
Aloha, aloha. I'm feeling high.
We appreciate you calling into the show all the way from Hawaii. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Easy Talk show on Easy Way Broadcasting.
My pleasure.
Well, so, Wanda, you've been recognized, and you're, like, one of the most influential women in music today, and you've done it all, from being a dancer on Soul Train, being involved with the Soul Train Music Awards, having an album cover as a model, being with Michael Jackson, being a video girl, a bass guitarist, you've been a music producer, you're on the Grammy Awards board, and, you know, not to mention, you work with people like James Brown and Mary J. Blige, Whitney Houston. It goes on and on about your career. So talk to us. We're excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm not sure which way to go with you. But anyway, the thing about being in the industry, period, is start back in my childhood days from age 5. So I go back, you know, that far and come forward. Alumni from Harvard University, and just pursuing things from, you know, being a radio DJ as well as yourself. And from there, I met several people. I interviewed people like we're doing now, and I met the right connection, and then I stepped up my game with the music and was writing and producing and traveling with legends. So most of the people I learned my game from is from people that was in the industry way, way longer than me. And I was taught by great folks, so you become great by being taught by great people. So you're dealing with a legend like James Brown, you learn the rhythm, you know. So my rhythm came from Brother James Brown, and that taught me well about how to be disciplined in the game called music and how to earn your keep in life. And my advice to anyone is how you become successful in this business is the person that you respect and honor is how you become blessed and successful. Because it's not about the bling and the things and all, you know, all the material stuff. It's all about your mentality and your reality and how you project and what you do and how serious you are. If you're in it just to make money, well, that's all you're going to make is money. But if you're in it to make, you know, progress and to becoming something better than making just money, then you become successful. Because success is not defined by money. It's defined by who you encourage and help in the business, and that's what makes you successful, and that's what defines my success. It's not just about the people that I work with. It's about the people that mentored me. It's the people that I listened to. See, I listened to what they were saying. I listened to what they were doing. I wasn't looking at what they had. I didn't care about their Rolls Royce or their house. I cared about how they got to where they are in the industry and how disciplined they were about what they do. And that's what make you you, is your discipline. You are you, and you make you you.
I love it, and you got to give a round of applause for this. It's not about the blings and things. I love it. Yeah, that's a great statement. And, you know, you actually answered my next question, is how did you get to where you are? What was that first opportunity that kind of put you in the direction that you went on your path of music?
Well, opportunity was, first of all, I was always a great musician because, you know, I believed in what the gift, I was gifted by the Lord, not trying to preach to anyone, but maybe some people need to have a little sermon this morning or this afternoon, you know, everybody need God in their life, you know.
Thank you, girl.
I was already gifted by God Almighty for my talent, and so all he did was made room for my talent. You know, I prayed until something happened. That's why I always say you got to push. Pray until something happens. You know, pray for what you want. Believe in what you want, you know. And if you don't see it, just keep believing. Because the only way you're going to achieve it is because you got to believe it. And when you believe it, then you achieve it, and you go out there and receive it. And that's it. And so that's how you mix that up. You know, you want to fix it, put it in the mix. You know, don't get confused by your own conscience. You know, check yourself before you wreck yourself and keep yourself together. And so that way you will be able to detect whatever that's needed to detect in the industry. Keep it business all the time. Don't just be so casual. You know, you can be great. You can be a great musician, but you got to be a great person as well, because anybody can play an instrument and be great on the instrument, but you can be toe up from the floor up and don't know how to grow up. But you got to grow up in this industry because you got to be mature and respect those of integrity. Respect the word integrity and know what it means for you. And you know, live by example. You know, in order to be a great person, you got to hang around great people and respect their integrity. You know, and if you don't know, ask somebody.
Exactly, yeah, and I agree, and you have to respect yourself, and you definitely have to have integrity, and I think people can kind of understand that when you do that. And so you say, as far as your beginning, you prayed, you had belief, you trusted, and you probably came across some mentors in some way that kind of like helped pull you up, right?
Yes, yeah, my mentor was James Brown. He was my first big act, you know, because my father was friends with my father, and my father told him, hey, my daughter played music, and when he heard me play it, and it was on and popping in, so he said, wow, he was like shocked. He never saw a woman that was diverse like myself that can play bass as well as play drums, and seeing I played all this music, I said, and when I was a self-taught musician. I mean, I used to just listen to music on the radio and play what I heard, and that's how I taught. I already knew how to play bass, but I learned how to play other people's songs by listening, and the drumming came. His bass and drums is the rhythm, and then, you know, I moved to the next instrument, guitar, you know, to get the rhythm going, the melodies and the keyboard. So I mix everything together, so I go from one instrument to another, but I taught myself, and like I said, I'm a music major, but I really knew how to play music before I went to college, you know. So all I did was enhance and educated myself to become a better me, you know, called enhancement, you know. And so if you want to be great, you got to keep, keep reinventing yourself and become better at your craft, because that way if you be placed in front of something bigger than you, you'll know what to do, you know. You won't be scratching your head and trying to figure out what you're going to do. You know, so I kept polishing my craft as I went. And like I say, the answer to your question is, like, it went from James Brown, it went from Etta James. I dealt with the old people in the industry, because I figured the older, the wiser, and because they were there before me. And then I figured I learned from the older legends, because they can teach me what I need to know for my future. So that's how I enhanced my future, by going back into the old oldie but goodie folks, and they helped me develop my future. And that's how my future is bright as it is, because I come from old souls of music.
Now talk to us about, you said your future is bright as it is now. Talk to our listeners about what it is that's happening with you now. And I believe you've gotten some Grammys. You've got some pictures holding some Grammys. You've had a lot of success in your career. You know, talk to us, like, you know, the transition from being a artist to kind of going into being a higher level artist. And then I guess you manage as well. And now you're doing, I mean, all this stuff that you're doing. Like, I know my audience are seeing those pictures, and they're probably like, who is this lady, you know?
Yeah. Well, who I am is a blessing. I consider myself a blessing. You know, I'm not going to elaborate on just being a celebrity. You know, I mean, you know, I like to consider myself as a blessing. I ask God to bless me, to bless others, you know, so that's who I am. I'm a blessing. That's the best way I can describe myself.
I give you full permission to brag. We're on the 2:30 brag time, so you're welcome to brag all you want, and I will take all responsibility.
That's not my style. I pardon my expression, but I'm not a braggadocious person. Because, see, bragging is, when you brag about things, that means you don't appreciate what you have. You're using it as a weapon. You know, that's my definition. I mean, everybody have their own, but I don't feel comfortable with bragging. Because a shoe I don't wear. It don't fit my feet.
It hurts. How about
elaborate, if you want me to elaborate or exemplify it. Okay, the deal. Okay, let's use another way of saying that. Okay, the Grammy, first, the Grammy things. I earn those things by helping other people. Like I say, I'm into helping others. It's not always about Wanda. I'm a very humble woman. I like helping other people become, you know, what they want. I like making other people's dreams come true. Because, see, teamwork makes a dream work. I don't do nothing by myself. I don't like working by myself. I like working with others. I like helping other people. So what I'm doing now is I took myself out of my own element and helping people develop their craft and becoming who they want to be. So, you know, like by managing their careers is what I'm doing now. I'm managing unknown artists and to bring them to the light and teaching them and mentoring them how to be a great artist, because artistry is all about business, and the 10% is the art, you know, I mean, you can perform and sing and do what you do, but you got to know the business part. So I have to teach them the business level and groom them and dress them up to know how to go out here and be successful. You need to be educated. You can't just go out there and just want to do stuff, because right now the only thing ain't broke is what you can fix, and everybody fixing it in the mix called the music. The entertainment business is the only thing that's up and going. Everything else, no jobs, no this, no that, but, you notice that that's the only thing, and that's why the business is booming and it's crowded, because everybody wants to sing, wants to play, and want to get in where they fit in, but then you got to know how to get in, and you got to know how to fit in. You know, you got to be educated. You got to be groomed. You got to be mentored. You can't just come in and say, hey, I play bass or I play drums or I sing, and I want to be this person. I want to be a star. First of all, you got to have quality. You got to be qualified. It's no different in the 9-to-5. If you're going to apply for a job as a mechanic or whatever, an engineer, you got to know your craft, you know. But at the same time, you got to know the business, because if you don't know the business, you can't do business. You can't be in the business you don't know nothing about. So that's that. That's where it's going with me right now, is helping people, mentoring people, managing their careers, and bringing them to the light, you know, and showing them how to keep it right and tight. And that's for real, though.
I agree, Wanda. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of direct questions, and I think these are definitely some questions that people would be asking you if they had the opportunity to be in front of you. When you deal with, you know, like the backstabbing or the going around you and like, you know, circumvention and stuff like that, how does someone of your stature and your experience deal with something like that?
Well, how I handled negativity was a positive. Okay, so like you said, somebody want to do the backstabbing part. What I do is I keep smiling, and I turn negative to positive. And what I do is I write songs about people. Like saying somebody get on my nerves. All right, I wrote a song a couple of months ago called Somebody Get on My Damn Nerves. Okay, yeah. And so, but I swag it two different ways. I wrote the clean part and I wrote the dirty part. You know, because, you know, everybody can deal with Ida. So what I do when I be faced with adversity, I turn adversity into, you know, I use it as an advantage to me. I just write songs about it, you know. So like I said, prime example, somebody get on my damn nerves, I write a song about that person. I don't call their name out, but I just keep it going, and it makes me a better drummer. I get a tight drum beat, or I funk it up on the bass. That's how I do. I say I funk it up now.
I love it. So, in a sense, we can say that you kind of transition a negative into a positive, and you use it as inspiration for songs. That's,
right.
That's pretty cool. Well, you know, we have a caller. I believe this is one of our wonderful supporters. His name's Ryan Torres, and I promised him he'd get a chance to ask you a couple questions. Ryan, you're on Easy Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, Wanda. I love the way you're expressing everything. I love it. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's right.
I love it. It's awesome, man. Awesome. How you feeling?
I'm feeling really fantastic. You know, always happy. Always happy. Not a dull moment.
Do you have a specific question for Wanda?
Good. No, I just really like, you know, what she said about, you know, maybe people do need a sermon, because you know, I'm a very firm believer, and if you're never gonna receive if you don't believe.
That's right. That's so true.
You know, that's what they don't believe in the Lord. So okay, he's not gonna work with you then. Like he's not gonna reveal things to you. But then we always want to cry out to him when we're hurt or you know, everything's falling apart in our life. God help me. All
that's
that.
True.
You know what
yep.
I mean?
Yep.
So. But we just, you know, you're not going to, if you believe in him, then you'll receive him. And once you
that's
receive
right.
him, then you give him. You're a believer, you're a receiver, then you become a giver.
That's right. Well, that's why I stay blessed, because I give a lot. I give a lot of myself. You know, I give advice.
Right.
I have folks call me up in a spike of the situation, a transition, male and female,
yeah.
married or single. It doesn't matter. Folks on drugs, folks on whatever, you know. And I give them my best advice. I tell them how to, you know, pray. You got to pray for everything, you know. Even when things aren't going bad, pray when that they're going good. Say, Lord, thank you that they're going great, you know. Thank God for everything that's around you. You're in your house, your apartment, you're in your car. Even if you got a Pinto, you don't have to have a Rolls Royce. Thank God for the Pinto. Say, Lord, thank you for my Pinto. I could be walking on my big toe, but I got a Pinto. So thank God for the Pinto. Okay? You know, just,
I love your personality.
Out.
It's great. We definitely got to connect.
If you appreciate your Pinto, then you're going to get a memento called
a memento.
Okay? So that's
you're rolling
you.
In your Rolls Royce with your Mentos.
yeah. So like I said, you take your Pinto car, pimp it out, and that way that Pinto will get you to a Benzo. Okay?
A Benzo.
You just keep going up and up and up because you got to pray yourself. You know, I always tell people, pray until something happens. Write
well, I like
down,
what you
push,
said, though,
push.
But I know I like what you said about, you know, you're successful not just because, you know, you have money doesn't determine you're successful.
No.
It's what you do in the industry, you know, helping people and, you know, and giving them advice. I think that's what our job is to do that, right?
Exactly.
Because
we're
older, yeah, you know, and we know.
Yeah, you just keep lifting because, if you keep lifting, then you'll be gifted. You know, you get gifted by lifting, you know. Always
yeah.
lift the person up, you know, give them your best advice. You know, you see somebody, you know, falling apart, hey, put them back together. Because, see, God sees everything. That's the act of God. That's what you do. You represent him. He's going to represent you. Because if you ask him, you know, what you want, then that's how you get that.
I'm going to chime in here really quick. Now, Ryan, you have a management company, you deal with music artists, you have distribution deals with music, you do a lot of music stuff, and
yeah.
you and I talked, you said I never introduced you to some of these large guests that I have on my show, and this and that, and you're talking to a lady right now that's been there and done everything there is to music, and you're telling me you have no questions for her, and you represent artists.
No, I mean, okay, here's a question, you know, where do you think the industry's turning? You know, I know it's a lot mainly digital now, but what do you think? You know, obviously you have to move with the wave, you know, and how the music industry is going, you know, and how it's shifting. What is the best advice? Here's a good question. What is the best advice that you can give for independent artists that are trying to get discovered, to get out there?
I think get in the know, get with someone that knows somebody. You know, so that way you can be somebody. You know, just to cut through
Come
the
on.
Chase. I like to cut through the chase of things. You know, I don't want to tell too much story, but that's the easy way. You know, aloha to Mr. Easy.
Well,
you gotta do the easy way, right? Well, I said it right. You see, it came out the right way. The right way was supposed to be said. But my to answer that is
like I said, the easy way.
Yeah, there it is, right there.
Yeah, all right. Well, the easy way.
We gotta roll the easy way.
Well, and the easy way via the best way is to get like get with someone. I mean, he asked me to brag a little. All right, I'm gonna brag a little bit. I'm gonna toot my own horn. Get with somebody like myself that can mentor you and show you the way. You know, because like I said, you got to be educated with this industry. Because especially right now, because right now is a dark side to the industry that nobody
exactly.
Hip-hop then took over the whole thing. It's 90% hip-hop and 10% whatever else. So we got to take the rest of it back. We got to take that back because we can't let the
some R&B and, yeah.
Yeah, the thing about the hip-hop thing, because it's taken away the quality of the music, it's putting musicians out of jobs. I mean, you know, music is nothing without a musician.
Wow, that's deep when you said that.
Because if you got a badass drummer, a badass bass player, keyboard player, you got badass musicians, then you got something going on. Because everybody, you can't sing without musicians. And all this fictitious or, you know, digital music, that is just a lazy way of doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, I like that. The world's become lazy, huh?
Yeah, because it's lazy. You know, everybody's sitting behind a computer pushing buttons. You know, no, you can't be no button pusher. You know, the best way for somebody to see you do your craft is to see you plucking on the strings on the guitar and plucking on that bass and handling your business like you're supposed to. Not just doing all that other old of the stuff. Nah, man, you know, you got to get with the program here. The program is performing. You got to perform.
Right. I was going to ask you this. Is that true that most, you know, a lot of artists, they're mainly making their money on tour, you know, and merchandising, you know, not really so much record selling anymore, you know?
Well, yeah, the reason of that, yeah, that's what's happening right now. And the reason why that's happening, because a lot of major record companies have shut down. Now, back
exactly.
in my days, back in the 80s when I was in Hollywood full time, I was at the Musician Union, my Hawaiian dialect. They had choke record companies there, you know, Solar Records, Motown, this one and that one and the other one.
Virgin,
and another one.
All that.
And I used to, you know, when I was working at the Union full time in L.A., Local 47, I met all my musician friends there, you know, because everybody was, you know, a member. I was working in membership. So I knew all the members, and so even some of them were lost souls, and I used to have to preach and teach to them too. And about the you know, I had the leading guy then because they were signing fictitious record deals, all these 25-page contracts, and a contract is nothing past 7 pages. That's any contract. Okay,
right.
So long story short is that these days and time you don't have the record companies no more. Everybody is independent, label and independent. Everything is independent. Worse than the 4th of July. All these fireworks, but no fire. You know, or they're making fire, but nobody making money no more, other than merchandise and whatever they can merchandise. So that's an undercover way of getting by, you know. But in order to get in and fit in, is that you got to team up. Like I say again, you know, another prosperity. Statement I always say: dream team. Look, a dream with a team will work. You got to dream up and team up. You know, so teamwork makes a dream.
I like
work.
That.
Okay, that's me.
Teamwork
that's
makes the dream work, right?
That's my motto. That's Electrolytics.
I like
motto.
That.
Teamwork.
I've heard that. That's
makes
awesome.
Dream work. Okay, I always put that on my Facebook page. So, you know, I always let people know you got to team up. It's like a football player. You know, like if you're a football player, right? You can't play football without a team. All right, you can't play basketball without a team. So get with a team of dreamers and team up and dream up, and that way you'll beam up.
All right. And then, you know, I run a company myself, Wanda, and it's true. Like, you know, I get, like, members that come and play, you know, they want to work with me. But then it's like, oh, you ready to go sit down now? You can't play in the game? So it's like you have to have a team, a strong team, that's focused
that's
and dedicated, because there are people that fall off, you know, they want to go sit on the sideline, or they can't, you know, hang in with the team, you know?
Right. Well, they don't want
you gotta
to work. A lot of people want the prize, but they don't want to work. A lot of people don't want to work.
Right.
Though, the only thing they're looking at, well, we ain't got no money. Well, first of all, you got to work. You can't ask the boss for a paycheck if you didn't put in the work. You got to put
exactly.
in the work.
Exactly. You got to put the work in.
Yeah, you got to put the work in. You can't get paid unless you work. How you going to, you know, get paid? You'll go there and say, hey, can I have my check? And you didn't show up for work.
You know,
you can't put work in there. You know,
yeah.
How you get paid? Put the work in.
Thank you so much for talking with us, and I hope we got
a chance. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Aloha. We're gonna grab another caller here, but stay on the line. We got a lot of other fun stuff happening. And so we're going to grab a caller, 347-3120. You're on Easy Talk.
Hi, Eric. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Hello, Victoria. How are you doing? Our favorite wonderful fan that tunes in every week. You're on. You know what? I wanted to give you a chance to talk to our wonderful guest, Victoria. Tell our guest, which I'll tell you a little bit about because I know you tuned in a little bit later in the show. Our guest is actually a Grammy Awards voting member. She's been on the Soul Train She's been a Soul Train music award. She's a dancer on the Soul Train. The Soul Train show. She's a cover model. She's danced with Michael Jackson. She's been a video girl. She's really been in the music industry for a long time. Can you give me a tell her a little bit about your life and how you're a mother and how you're a dancer and what you're trying to do.
Oh, well, I'm a dancer, right? And I'm doing modeling and acting too. Actually, I went to an audition like last week to work with the director for Requiem for a Dream, that movie. God, that movie. But yeah, like I understand what you're saying, because I heard like a little bit of what you were saying, and like in order for you to like achieve your dream, you have to go out and get it. You have to, you know, network and, you know, and actually look for these places, you know, look for these things, you know, you gotta want it. So yeah, I'm basically doing that, and I'm gonna go back to school too. So, and I'm a mother, so I'm going. I'll start going to Marymount Manhattan in the fall for acting. So yeah, that's about me.
You have your chance right now, Victoria, to talk to someone that's really been in the industry for years and can mentor you and help you a little bit if you have any questions. And that's what this show's all about, is helping celebrities interact with their fans, helping the fans interact with the public figures that can help them in their success. So go ahead and ask Wanda one or two questions, and let's get you moving.
Okay, so the first question that I have for you is because a lot of people want to be in the industry, whatever it is that they want to do. But, like, what is the best, how do you start? Like, where should you start?
Well, start with you getting your game up. You know, like I say, always reinvent yourself and keep yourself current on what you do. You know, become a better you. You know, always keep upgrading whatever, you know, you're trying to do, whether you're singing or dancing follow the leaders that are going places, you know. Check out folks that are at the peak and that are doing things and trying to make that connection. You know, just you know, practice what you have going on, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like keep becoming better than you already is. Don't just be satisfied with what you're doing. Always upgrade and be better than what you're doing. Be better than yourself. You know what I mean?
A lot of actors, people that are going into acting or have done acting, what they tell me is that the best thing to do is to go to school for it. Because when you go to school for it, you get connected with so many other things. So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to college for it, you know?
Yeah, well, education is always a good tool, because you got to educate yourself about what you want to do, about your craft. You know, just like I went to school for music. You know, even though I knew how to play music all my life, but I went to Harvard University and got my BA and a bachelor's degree in music and my master's degree in music. And so, but I kept educating myself and becoming, you know, knowledgeable of music. So, see, not only did I want to just play music, it's like you don't want to just act. You got to know how to act. You have to go to acting classes. You got to take up. You got to educate yourself on what you do. Education is the best tool, because you know you don't want to just pretend you can act, because you can do that. That's called comedy. That's what comedy is. Comedians got to do an upgrade. They got to go to school of comedy and check themselves. You did. So that's what I'm saying. So you got to do your thing. You know.
Right.
Yeah. You got to stay. You know, like I said, you got to get educated on whatever you're trying to do. You know,
right.
That's the best way on anything. So that's how you get in. You get in, you get out, and you get ahead, education-wise.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the intel. I don't want to take up too much time. But, right now I'm in a situation, like I'm in a domestic violence situation, and I had came across one person in my shelter or whatever who's like, she's like a staff, and she's like, well, you wasted like 8 months of being here. But then, you know, somebody else is like, no, actually you didn't, because you still got to do stuff for your son, you know, plus you're healing. So, like, don't listen to stuff like that. But, like, I was really getting a little bit discouraged, you know, before I called in. So thank you so much for like helping me.
Yeah, but you don't get discouraged, you get encouraged. You let that adversity situation turn into an advantage. Use that as an advantage, you know. Write a script about yourself, you know. I mean, it's all right to dream big, because the only way you're going to be big is to dream big. So, hey, write a script about your life and say, hey, how you triumph over tragedy, okay? So you take that domestic thing and turn it into into a dream. Always remember, take the bad thing and make it a good thing for you. So, you know, because if it wasn't been for a bad thing, you wouldn't see the good things. And you let nobody tell you you can't do anything because you went through something bad. Because bad things turn into good things. That messed up situation becomes a blessed up situation. And all I can encourage you to do is pray about it. Okay? Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to what other people say. Your life is not divine. Defined by what somebody else say negative. It's defined by what you think. And as a man think, that's how you be. Okay, so as you think, whatever you thinking, if you're thinking big things, you're going to see big things. And you're going to do big things. So always elevate yourself. You use that shelter and turn that shelter into a mansion. Imagine yourself into living in a mansion. You know, dream about what you want in your life, whatever that is. Only you know what that is. But all I can tell you is this, just take where you at and what you're going through and use it as a blessing, as a stepping stone to something bigger and better. Look at Optimum. She rolling big. All right? You know, look at some people that's doing big from bad things, you know? And we all went through bad stuff. I went through bad stuff. I was in a head-on car collision 2 years ago. I almost lost my life, but I'm here. I'm talking to you.
Right.
You see? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I got a busted up knee, but I can still play my drums. I got a great player, but I can still play my bass. Actually, I became a better musician. You know, so you got to get blessed up to be blessed up, but guess what? You know, God got to get your attention some kind of way. Not that he didn't have my attention, but, you know, and not that he didn't have your attention. But now he has your attention. So why don't you give him your time and let him bless you? Because he will. He's going to take you where you need to go, girl. You just keep praying until something happens. Like I told the young man before. You push. Pray until something happens. Okie dokie?
Right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Awesome. We really appreciate that, and hopefully that helps you out, Victoria. Thank you so much for calling into the show. We're going to get back to a couple questions here. But you'll be fine, girl. Easy Ways Broadcasting's got
you.
All right, guys. So, hey, Wanda, I got a couple more questions, and we're going to let you go get to our next guest here. I know you have an artist right now, and she's a really unique artist with one of the biggest afros I've ever seen. Tell us a little bit about your artist.
Are you there?
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your artist.
Okay, Ella Rogers, she's home-based in France, yes, and she does have the largest afro that I've ever seen. I'm taking it that she's going to make the world's Guinness book, because I think she has the world's largest afro. But anyway, she sings R&B soul music, and I've been knowing her 2 years now, and we met on Facebook. She was one of my fans, and we had the pleasure of spending time together this year, past Grammys, and so she's going to be up and coming new, and I'll be managing her as well, and I'm looking forward to doing way big things with Ella. And she's very versatile, very talented lady, very beautiful personality. And she loves people and she's good, you know, because she's a vocalist and she also does comedy, and she designs her own clothes as well, though. So the fashion that you guys see her wear, she designs that. That's her own designs. Her and her daughter, and that is her real hair. Everybody says, is that a wig? No, that's not a wig. That's the real deal hair, because I was able to touch it. She wouldn't let nobody else touch it, but she probably you wouldn't be in good shape if you touch her hair. You might get electrocuted. Look, you might get electrocuted. Nah, just a joke, okay?
If anybody's wondering, wants to see pictures of what we're talking about, you can go to Wanda Electric Lady Wilson. That's WANDA, Electric Lady Wilson. And you're always posting pictures of your artists. You're always keeping it moving. Let me ask you this, Wanda. What about people that want to get involved in the Grammys and get into the Grammys? I know everybody wants to know how to get into these award shows. Do you have any 411 on any tips and tricks of that?
Well, first of all, getting in the Grammys is the only way you can get in the Grammys, you got to be invited by a member, you know, okay? Or you got to have a hit record out there and be part of the Grammy Association. So that's the only way of getting in that, because it's not open to the general public. You know, that's a guild event for once you achieve what you have done in the music, you know. And some of the other award shows is you may be able to go to American Music Awards, but sometimes, you know, everything is kind of like via invitation. But American Music Awards are a little more open to public, and you know, sometimes you can get tickets, and it depends on announcements in Los Angeles. So I'm not there full time, so I can't say how to get those tickets, but I do know everything is via invitation and membership, you know. So, but the thing is that you got to have a reason why you want to go to these shows, though, because, see, a lot of people, they go to the shows and they can't handle it because, number one, it's a long show. It's not just what you see on TV. It's a little more lucrative in person because in person there's a lot of activities going on that when it's televised, that because the televised part is edited, you know, by commercials and a lot of other things, because there's a lot more going on behind the scene at these shows. So you got to really, really have a purpose and a reason why you really want to be there. And you got to really, it's like anything else, you got to be groomed up to go there. You can't just go there just like that, because they screen everything and everybody. Okay, it's like going through the screen at the airport. You know, before you board the plane, you got to be screened. They ain't going to just let you in like that. You got to have a reason.
Being that you and I are both in the industry, it's all about opening opportunities for people, and you're the same way, you're just like me. I think maybe we can come up with some sort of creative idea of if people like our fans' pages or they follow us on Twitter and they keep in tune, maybe we can offer some sort of opportunity to get on a Grammy's red carpet or go somehow or get involved, or at least give them some guidance, stepping stones to get in that direction. What do you think about that?
That sounds good, because usually, like, when I come to L.A. right before any of the big events, especially the Grammys is, like, one of my key events that I queue in with my fans. I always make myself available. Usually when I come to L.A. For an event, I make myself available for people to meet and greet with me and mentor them and talk to them about their craft. And then sometimes I make it possible for – I might take somebody extraordinary with me. They don't have to be a celebrity to go with me, because, like my artist Ella Rogers, I invited her. She came with me. That she was my guest for this year's Grammys. So different every year I rotate people. Like, I'm working on my next group of people for next year. You know, selected. I screen people. So it's all about a screening. You know, because you got to be careful. You know, because you got people being around celebrities. There's a lot of things, big things going on, and people gotta know how to act around big things. You know, and like I said, it's a long day. It's a long show. You're there like almost 14 hours. You're there from 12 day, you know, on the red carpet from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. So you got to be able to hang, and you got to be able to have a pleasant personality. You can't be tugging at people and representing yourself, because the purpose of going to the Grammys is to celebrate the person that invited you. Because if I invited you, you're celebrating me. You're my guest, and you're my entourage, so you got to act right. You got to present yourself in a pleasant way. You can't just come to the Grammys. You're not going to a concert. You're going to a gala event. You know,
exactly.
The Grammys and the Oscar Awards are on the same queue. You know, it's gala events, and it's the biggest ones out of both industries, music and movies. So you got to be able to have a pleasant personality and to be able to handle the ambiance.
Yes, exactly. And I'd love to continue this and have you on again and talk a little bit about how you act right and how, once you're in a situation like that, how you network and who you, you know, how you handle yourself. That's really important. But we're going to go ahead and let you go. And please make sure everybody that's listening, make sure you follow Wanda at Wanda, WANDA, Electric Lady, on Facebook. She's always on her Facebook, always posting some really cool pictures. And we got a ton of more callers coming in. But unfortunately, guys, we got to keep the format of the show here. But Wanda, thank you so much for being our guest. Thank you for hanging out. I'm looking forward to doing some great things with you the easy way. And any closing words to your friends, family, or fans?
My pleasure. Aloha to all of you all, and mahalo for having me.
Awesome. Well, we had a blast having you, and you gave us some great advice. We really appreciate it. So, guys, make sure you follow her. She's definitely an influential individual. And also, too, Wanda, you know, Rock This Magazine works with us in a lot of different media. I've had people hit me up about you, and I will be talking to you after the show and about some things.
Yeah, you can phone me after the show, and we can talk story. I'd be happy.
Anyway, well, thank you so much, you guys. Wanda, Electric Lady Wilson, we appreciate you, girl. Thank you.
Aloha. Mahalo.
All right, guys. So that was Wanda Electric Lady Wilson. She is on the voting member. She's a voting member of the Grammys. And I mean, like I told you, I've been telling her resume. She's worked with Michael Jackson. She's worked with James Brown. She's worked with everybody pretty much. If you need somebody to give you some advice in the music industry, I'd strongly recommend following her on Facebook. We've had a couple callers. I'm going to grab a couple of these. And I think our guest is in one of these. We've got about 19 people in queue right now. We're going to grab a caller, 661-0240. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Is this IE?
Yes.
Hey, IE. There's our guest, you guys. I wasn't sure if it was you or not. I didn't know which number you were calling from,
Greg. Eric, it's been ages.
It has been ages, yeah. I finally get to talk to the Chinese pop star, superstar, IE Jihu. You know what? Before I'm bringing you on the show, I wanted to play one of your songs. So, which song would you want us to play? The No Fear or the Magic?
Oh, I want them to hear Magic.
Magic. Okay, guys. So, before we bring this Miss IGU, I want you to get an idea of her style and her music and everything. So, we're gonna play Magic. This is IGU. She's a Chinese pop star. She's beautiful. She's an actress. She's making it happen. And you guys can go to HollywoodItGuy.com and see the interview and see more about her. If you want, while you're listening to this music. So we'll be right back with IGU. This is Magic, and that's IAYIJIHU. We'll be right back.
TTTV.
Baby, I just want you to understand how you make me feel.
IE.
It's magic, magic, magic.
Happening. I'm just keep on working, keep going forward, never stop really.
That's how you got to make it happen. Yeah, last time I was with you, you're teaching me the fear chasing moves
and you guys
check all that out at HollywoodItGuy.com. There's a cool post and I got about three different videos of interviews with IGU. And you're an actress, you're a pop singer, you're a dancer, you're an animation person. You're doing it all. So talk to our audience. How did it all start for you? Give us the story, the journey.
Oh yeah, I've been doing this actually for about 5 years now. I started you know, when I first got discovered by Stevie Eagle E, which is my producer right now, also the CEO for the record company we're at, Schlepp Records. And then when he discovered me from a music video set, because I was just dancing, and then he saw something in me that, you know, he can see that, never seen a Chinese girl, well, dance like that or move like that or whatever. I got his attention, and he asked me if I was really, you know, true Chinese, China speak Chinese. And I told him I was, and I told him that I've always wanted to, you know, be in the entertainment business. I always loved singing, dancing, but never really know where to start. So me and him instantly bonded over there. And I, from then on, we started working on my music, and straight away I worked, I went to Macau, in which is near Hong Kong. If you don't know about Macau, it's like the Asian Vegas. And I was performing there for a couple of months, and almost like, you know, 6 days a week. It's a very kind of very hard, you know, long shows every single day, 6 days a week. And I was literally thrown into the deep end. And then basically from there on, I never looked back. We've been doing music and, you know, performing everywhere. And then we've also started Fear Chaser. That's the biggest thing for me and him, really. It's something that I'm very, very proud of, because we literally came up with the concept from scratch and everything. It's about fighting your fear, which I think everybody can relate to. And, you know, every day we have to face our fear and fight our fear. And he saw that in me when we start working on this music business, music journey along together. There was a lot of things that I was afraid of, you know. And being the Chinese person I am, I'm always scared of losing faith, look bad in front of people, making mistakes. And, so with these things, but I have to keep on fighting every day, because becoming an artist, that means you have to put yourself on the spotlight, going out there and singing in front of people, performing in front of people. And if you make a mistake, everybody can see it. And that's the risk you're taking. But it's also something I've always dreamed of doing. But so, you know, it's kind of like a conflict feeling. I'm so scared of doing it, but I want it so bad. So I have to keep on fight that fear. Hence, the Fear Chaser came alive. And it's based on my story, my journey. But of course, it's not. It's got the fantasy, the supernatural thing going on as well, because I have the ability as a fear chaser to see people's fears in the form that I can physically see with my eyes. And I can, along the journey, I help others fight the fear and myself. And, you know, and fighting fear is not just physical fighting fear. It's also that you have to be strong within yourself, so that when you're strong mentally, you know, the physical fear becomes smaller. So, but fear is something that it will never, ever die. It will always be there. It can be a good thing. It can be something for you to be aware of, and, you know, think twice before you do something. And but you can also become the controller of it, so that you don't let your fear control you, but you control it.
I agree, yeah.
That's just loads of information right there.
That's a lot of information. That definitely is. And you're a really unique breed. You know, you're beautiful China, and you got like kind of, you're welcome. You got kind of like a British sound to you, too. What are you?
Yeah,
exactly.
I was born in China, in Sichuan, China. And I came to the UK when I was about 12. And that's because my aunt, you know, she's actually also a celebrity in China. And she had the opportunity to come to the UK. And she wanna gave the opportunity to me, to my generation, so we have, you know, better, more opportunities in life. And so she brought me to England to study. And at first, I was, you know, really, really scared. I was here alone with her. I left my family, my mom, my brother's home, and I came here to study. And, you know, it was really the best thing that could ever happen to me, because it opened up my mind so much. You know, England is one of the most multicultural countries in the world. So I get to meet everybody here all over the world. I could never imagine that would have happened from where I was coming from. So, you know, that expanded my eyes, my knowledge. And so, I, you know, less ignorant. And I've learned a lot from all these people. And I managed to keep my Chinese thing and then yet absorb the culture around me. You know, I'm really blessed to have that opportunity.
That's, yeah, and you have to be thankful for your blessings. Talk to us a little bit about some struggles that you've encountered in your journey with Fear Chaser and your music and all this stuff. I mean, if anybody goes to HollywoodItGuy.com, you'll see that I used doing a lot of stuff in many different directions. But I think what would be really interesting is if you really elaborate and talk to us about some of the struggles that you had to overcome to get to where you are now.
Yeah, the thing I find that I struggled most is the fight within myself. When I first came to England, I was very ignorant. I was, I didn't know much, but I thought I knew everything. And yet also I was, being the Chinese person I am, I don't want to do things in front of people unless I know that I'm 100% good at it, that I'm perfect at it. So I have this fear, you know, like, of losing face. It's a very Asian thing, I find, you know, that I don't want people to point fingers at me. I don't want to look bad and be embarrassed of my mistake. And then, but when I came to England, I found a lot of people around me that they're much more relaxed and more sure about themselves. They're not afraid to make a joke about themselves. They're not afraid to, look bad and put themselves on the line. And I realized that I didn't have to be so scared of just because my English wasn't so good. And I remember when I first came to England, I couldn't speak any English. I was completely, like, when I went to school, I had these cards that my auntie made for me that wrote on them, like, oh, I have a headache, I am hungry, I don't feel well. And so when I have these problems, I would show the cards to the people, to my friends or to the teachers, and they would guide me. And, many times that my aunt would, she was very, very strict on me with learning English so that I could catch up to those kids. And she's one of those typical Chinese parents that, her parenting style is, you know, very strict, that she would, you know, she worked me very, very hard. And at the time I was very, I was very young. I was thinking about, I was alone in a country without my mom and my brother, and I was living in a country, I couldn't even speak the language, and everything was so strange to me. And she was watching me very hard, and I feel like nobody could really understand what I was going through. And then it made me very... quiet in a way that I didn't want to express myself to anyone. And in school, there was girls who were bullying me at the time, but I didn't really know how to tell anybody about these things. Even with my aunts, I felt that they would be telling me, well, why don't you stand up for yourself? You know, don't lose faith. For us, I just, you know, I felt like that, all those things happened there. Today, it made me so much stronger because back then I feel like so lost, and all these things that I experienced, it made fear chase came true, because I remembered how I got through all that by just keep on thinking that, you know, I will be as good as them. I will not lose face for my family, for my aunt. I will have to stand up for myself, and I will have to learn all these, you know, do all these eventually. And then Fear Chaser was born because Stevie saw all the struggles I went through, and then all the things I told him that happened. Yeah.
Okay. So now, after you've overcome those struggles, those situations, now you're doing a lot of different projects. And I think what's really interesting is when I saw Fear Chaser, was kind of animation/movie. And so where's that project at now? Talk to us about that.
The Fear Chaser, all these things I've been back from last time I saw you, we've been doing a lot of promotion for Fear Chaser, mainly to get the people's interest in it and to be honest, loads of people, when they first hear Fear Chaser, just straight away are very intrigued by it, because they feel like they all can relate to it. And we've got a lot of buzz from it. So we took it to a lot of people and they actually have started investing in it. And then now I can say that, hopefully, fingers crossed, Fear Chaser will start in the making. Hopefully by end of next year we'll have something to show you guys. And Fear Chaser is not just going to be one movie, it's going to be a trilogy. You know, three movies, and we're not even sure where are we starting, from the beginning, the middle, or the end first. It's something that we're still working on, but it's going to be a very big, you know, production-wise, because it's going to be like a trilogy thing.
Okay, that sounds interesting. So Fear Chaser, is that going to be coming out anytime soon?
Sorry?
Is Fear Chaser going to be coming out anytime soon on television or movies? Is that still in pre-production? Where's that at?
Yes, that's the film is, you know, we'll start making, hopefully by the end of 2014, that we have something to show you, because it's already in production. Well, we have the people together and we're getting it together. Did you hear about the Fear Chaser game that we did before? When Fear Chaser first came out, and we had a game on Adventure Quest World, and it's been played by millions of people. It's mainly for kids. It's like an online game, and it had lots of buzz. From then on, Fear Chaser just has been growing. And one of the persons that we work with on Fear Chaser, called Jim Smith, and he actually, you know, introduced me to this non-profit organization, which I also want to mention, because it's a very important thing that this organization is doing. It's called Sisha. It's a non-profit organization for helping, you know, anti-human trafficking in Southeast Asia and Cambodia. And now that I feel like they're doing such a great job, great thing out there in Cambodia, is one of the poorest countries in Asia, so that now I've come on board to be part of the team, and you know, hopefully start working on it, and then I'm just trying to bring awareness to this organization. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So where do you think music is nowadays? Yes.
I just want to show earlier. Yeah, I couldn't like hear you quite properly. I think my microphone is. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. You can't hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, cool.
Okay. Well, so where do you think that music is nowadays? What do you think of basic our basic generation in 2013?
I think music has definitely changed so much, especially, you know, when I used to listen to the chart, it was a lot about, you know, R&B when I first came to England anyway. And nowadays it's moving more to like the dance thing. And a lot of I still like really miss my old school R&B stuff, and I try to stay as close to that as I can when I make music. Earlier, actually, the Magic version you played with the Trinity Band, it's the remix of it, and that I feel like it's more close to what's happening right now.
Looks like we're getting a little bit of technical difficulty. I think your microphone might be cutting out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about where did you? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. We can hear you. I'm just letting you know that it's cutting out a little bit. Did you have a question for me and I was cutting you off, or do you want to continue about my?
Yeah. I was talking about the music, what's happening these days, yeah, and it's more going to, like, the dance kind of thing, very dancey, even most of the R&B songs have the dance feel to it, so, you know, the remix earlier you played of my song Magic, the one with Trinity Band you just played, I feel like that's more of the dance feeling to it. Do you feel like that sounds more like what's happening right now? Would you agree? That's what I was asking.
Yeah, it's got a dance vibe to it. It's got a different type of sound to it, and it's also got kind of a peaceful vibe. It's magic, magic. You know, it's like the way that you.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of everything kind of rolled into it. Well, you're out there in China, and where are you right now? Where are you talking to us from?
I'm actually in the UK right now, so the time is not too crazy. It's still, it's not yet midnight, and in fact, I should be heading to Canada, I think, at some point soon, because I have a show with one of the designers I'm working with called Angela de Montenay. And she's from Canada. She's a young she's a native clothes designer. If you see the stuff I've been wearing recently, it's the Young Native line. And then we should be doing like a fashion show with her new line. And I will be doing, performing my new single out there. And then we have some other fashion shows going on in Asia very soon, in Myanmar, which is called Burma before. And we'll be doing some fashion shows over there. So I've been working with her as well. She's a designer because we both, you know, minorities. She's like a native Korean, and then I'm minority E from China. I don't think many people really understand what that is, but to make it short, in China it has like 55 minorities, you know. So I'm one of the like minorities. So me and her teamed up together, you know, and she's going to be designing my theater costume in the future. And I've seen the designs, they look amazing, so I'm just waiting for them to be made, to be sent to me.
Oh, that's cool.
And try them. Yeah.
So you're rocking and supporting the whole Easy Way movement out there in China and the UK and where you're going,
yes,
telling people
absolutely.
About it?
Yes, always. By the way, do you have Chinese Twitter? I think I've
Larry, the whole Hello Hollywood thing, Maytime Development Group, they got me involved in that. I think I have a handle that they made me, but I haven't been on it. I don't remember the name of it. I think. I'm sorry?
If you do, let me know, then I can, you know, push you, help you there and stuff like that. And I can tweet you over there, stuff like that, if you do remember your name.
Yeah, totally. Well, I'll talk to Larry. I don't remember. Larry Namer, the owner of founder of Maytown Development Group and Hello Hollywood. He actually gave me a cell phone that was specifically for the Chinese Twitter, and they're doing something with me out there with the whole Hello Hollywood thing, and I have no idea what's going on. They've made some sort of personality out there that I we'll see. We'll see what's going on, you know?
Okay. If you know, then leave me a note. Then, you know, on Twitter here, then I can, maybe follow you on the Chinese one.
Yeah, totally. But now I know that you, I always talk to you on Twitter. And so would you say that you're a lot more popular in China than you are out here in the U.S.?
I haven't really been to the U.S. that often, you see. I've been going other places in Europe and Asia, and definitely USA is the place I would love to come. Like I said to you last time, I would, you know, love to come to the USA and explore a bit more. And you know, I have done the things there, and I do have some shows, you know, that I don't really want to leak too much about it because it's still in talk, so still early days. But I do have a few things that's happened in the US, so I'm really looking forward to go over there. And I have people that my team over there, that the people I work with, and you know, they're always making things happen. So you know, I know it's gonna happen. Just take my time, one step at a time, one place at a time.
What's your day-to-day life like, i.e. when you wake up in the UK or China, wherever you are? Do you have paparazzi coming after you out there? And this is like a little twist for us. We're doing kind of an international interview here. Like, let's talk about the whole China thing and what is it like for you out there? Do you have people, trying to capture your pictures and you get hit by the paparazzi? Tell us your story out there.
Yeah, you know what, at the beginning, I remember when I first went to perform in Macau, it was like, when I just got started there and I started performing in China as well, and it was like pretty, I had the support, especially from my hometown, because they know that someone from where they come from and doing things like that, it doesn't happen every day, and they're very kind of inspired by that, and they really support me full on. So they've always showed me love whenever I go back, you know. And they do, you know, there are some crazy people, but when I go to my hometown, I feel more people definitely would recognize me over there, and they do go crazy. But the thing with me is I hardly ever just go out, out. I like to do my things on my own. I have a lot of things that I need to work on. So most times, you know, I'm like working out, practicing, you know, I try to stay fit and be on top of my game. And all these things keep me occupied. And then also, with the commitment with Fear Chaser and with the fashion line, we're taking photos all the time, making videos and trying to make new songs. So really, my time is pretty indoor all the time. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I'm always like indoor, seeing something working. So a lot of times I'm just getting prepared so that when I need to go out, it's all ready.
Well,
you know
I'm looking
mean?
I do know what you mean. I'm looking at your website here, and I want the audience, anybody that's listening, to kind of know what you're doing. And you have a lot of beautiful shots, and you have a couple shots with skin, a couple shots without it. Talk to us about like the I'm going to read your little bio here and talk to us, help expand upon what I'm reading. It looks like you've got some cell phone application stuff going on. You have a lot of interesting stuff on your website.
Sorry, can I just mention that? Actually, I have the new Android app. You know, just type in my name, which is spelled AYIJIHU, and then you can find it on the Android app.
Okay. I'm going to read your bio here, so give people a little bit more, you know, idea who IEGU is, and don't laugh at my reading skills here, but born in a small village of LEIBO, also I'll just spell it if I don't know the word, in the province of Sichuan, China, IE has risen in 4 years to become China's foremost international lady of R&B and first Chinese R&B artist to truly find favor in the West. I almost said flavor. Dubbed the Chinese Madonna. So you're considered the Chinese Madonna. She has remained independent and built a following of millions worldwide. Her ability to cross over and reach to so many people through her music video, film, and games has seen her to become a cultural ambassador for the United Nations and other global organizations. Her humanitarian work has made her famous, not just for her music and dance, but for her heart and love of the planet and everyone on it. IEGU is a historic artist building bridges between East and the West socially and business and through the entertainment in a way that no one has been able to do really before. IE is a native Yi and represents the many minorities of China. She is perhaps now one of the biggest international Yi stars ever, and she is loved by many people, putting a beautiful culture for more into world map. Expand a little bit more upon that. I mean, that's a pretty impressive resume bio there.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, it's a lot happening, that little paragraph you just read out. You know, sometimes I forget that I've done a lot of things, or I'm doing a lot of things, because I'm always in the mix. You know, I kind of forgot sometimes how much how many things I'm trying to do, or I've been doing, and it's actually quite refreshing, even when you read it, when I'm listening to it. You know, it's good to, it kind of reminds me that, you know, I have to keep on going. It just made me have the even stronger feeling of, yeah, I got to keep on doing and make it even better. You know, and it also brought back memories. You know, when I first, I just want to tell this a little bit. When I first started working, performing at the Sands Casino, and I remember I was doing all my own music. All the songs we performed was the songs that we literally, you know, all our own written and produced music, and then they never really had people who did that in a sense, unless of course they're, you know, the stars or big pop stars that they invite over to perform. At the time I was, you know, just getting my career started, so we managed to do our own music there, but our music was all R&B, and I was singing in English. I don't think they really understood what my music was about. They didn't really get me, the Chinese people, because I was doing R&B, I was dancing, you know, whining and grinding and doing all these dance things, you know, quite sexy, provocative in a way that, you know, they probably don't get that, don't see a Chinese person do all the time. So they're a little bit shocked, and some don't really accept it, and they just feel like, oh, why, you know, they don't get it. So they don't really want to accept me. But I remember, you know, I did get one or two people that came up to me. And I remember there was this girl who came up to me, and after I did the show, she just said, she goes, oh, are you? Oh, I'm so happy. It's okay just to dance, just to, you know, enjoy and then be happy, right? And I was like, sister, you got me exactly, because that was what I was trying to put out the message, was to really just be yourself and enjoy what you do and not be afraid of be yourself, because especially with us Chinese people, I know that we, like I mentioned earlier about the losing face thing, that we care too much about what other people think, and we don't really express ourselves. We're too afraid, and unless one person makes the move, we won't make the move. If no one claps, you know, if nobody claps, the whole place will be quiet. And one person claps, the other hear it, and then we'll start clapping, and eventually the whole room starts clapping. So I just kept on, I just knew, even from early on, that I just have to keep on going. keep doing what I believe in, what I believe, even though that people might not see it straight away. And I would, one or two people that coming up tell me that it meant so much because, you know, they can be there sitting there watching. They don't have to say anything to you. You know, they don't really have to come up and tell you you did or not good. And, but she was, I saw her from the audience because she was standing there amongst all the people that wasn't really dancing. She was waving her hand. She was dancing. She was smiling. She was clapping. And I knew she was having a good time. And I knew she didn't really care what other people were thinking at the time, which was quite unusual for, you know, a Chinese person to see in public like that, I have to say. And so I was very inspired by that. And that kept me going. And along the way, I did hear people writing letters and emails, fan mail, and telling me that they wish that they had the courage to do what they love doing, but because of many reasons, they didn't. And now they know that they just have to try again. And it was, you know, so nice hearing those things that people actually look up to you. And I also feel like that's a huge responsibility. And sometimes I try not to think about it like that, though, because that will put so much pressure on me. And I just, most times I just, like earlier, I didn't even remember all those things I've done. I keep my head down and keep on going, keep on working hard. And I'm very fortunate that the group of people I work with, they are very humble, and then they keep me grounded. No, I'm blessed in that way.
Being grounded is very, very important. And anybody listening to my show, if, yes, you're still tuned in or just recently tuned in, this is Easy Way Broadcast and Easy Talk. I recommend you go to IEGHU, which is AYIJIHU.com, and look at this girl that we're talking to. Don't just listen to the voice. Go look at how beautiful this girl is, her seductive look with her the way the Photoshop is done, and you'll melt. Okay, and by the way, I love your accent. So I'm gonna talk to you a little bit British as well. We'll talk a little spot of music videos that you have here. No, I'm kidding.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
I said, what's that you trying to do, British?
I'm a little bit British, just a little bit British. I had a little bit of a British accent there, you know. Let's talk about It's Magic. It looks like you're really getting a little hot and heavy and steamy with this guy in your music video here. Are you in a relationship in any way? Was that acting? Did that piss your boyfriend off? Like, talk to us about the behind the scenes of that video.
Oh, my God. I wish. Just kidding. You know, yeah, that was a very fun video to shoot, to say the least. Yeah. You know, the video was obviously fun to shoot, and this is one of the biggest videos I've shot, and I mean, like, story wise, because it actually told the story. And I really love making a video. I mean, the guy, he's from Dream Idols. He is like a group of male strippers. Woo! You know, basically, I went to one of their shows. and I thought, okay, you know, I was making a video. I thought, okay, maybe one of them. This he look good, right? He does look good, so. You know, can be one of the male lead for my music video. And then that came about. But unfortunately, he is not my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
But I did have fun.
So I assume that you're single, because if I was your boyfriend and you were doing a music video acting like that, I would be a little bit uneasy. You look pretty hot and heavy with this fellow actor in your video, and you guys got to check it out. If you go to IEGU.com and you click on the first video, I mean, you could see you guys are pretty chummy just right there on the front thumbnail picture. But I mean, you must have definitely did your acting thing, and I assume you were single when you did that, right?
Thank you. Well, if you believe it, then that means the job is done, right? So I did a good job. I mean, as long as you believe it, so. That's the main thing that we want to, you know, come across from the video. But yeah, we have a whole website for the single Magic. It's loveismagic.co.uk. And then from that website, you can see my music video right there. on the main page. And I actually also did a 7-minute exercise video to the Trinity Band remix you played earlier of This Magic. I basically did like a workout I put together myself, and I thought, okay, it's interesting. 7-minute workout video. It might sound short, but trust me, it's not that easy. If you can take a look, see if you can do it, Eric.
Yeah, I got it right here. That's a little bit of the video, and you look like a little kind of Gumby character moving your arms back and forth. Is it kind of weird? It reminds me of Robot Chicken or Adult Swim. You see the little Gumby characters?
basically you're just saying that I'm a midget. I get it.
No. Well, if I am saying you're a midget, very cute, very beautiful midget. But looking at the video, the little tiny screen on your video, you guys got to go check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. See if you agree with me. Tweet me, yell at me, whatever you want to do. But that's just my opinion. And then you also have a couple other videos on here. Sexy Studio. What's this? Sexy Studio Session with IEG Who. Okay. That's some little bit of legs.
Yeah, see the little dance. And it's just, you have to see it.
I'm just playing the videos here.
Oh, no, that's a different song. That's a song. That's one of my songs I did before. I was talking about the single Magic that I also, apart from the workout video I did, there's also a dance, little dance, a 2-minute dance thing I did.
You got a cool sex appeal to you to all these different videos. And then what's the studio session belly dancer? You do belly dancing too?
No, that's another song. But of course I love belly dancing. But that's, you don't see any belly dancing in that video. It's the song I did. It's like the studio version.
So we got a hot UK Chinese belly dancing, knows how to move her hips. Shakira on her hands, it sounds like.
Somebody did say that before. Oh, God. But that's a big compliment. She definitely, Shakira is amazing. Yeah. Every way, she's amazing.
She definitely knows how to move her hips. So, mm-hmm. All right, well. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and play your other song here, a little bit of it, and then when we close out, I'll play the rest. But this is we appreciate everything and all the time. We appreciate everything you share with us. And when I'm done, you know, please make sure that if there's anything in particular that you want to promote, anything that you want the fans to know about, there's a lot of listeners right now. We'd be glad to let you push that. But we're gonna go ahead and play this I'm a Winner, No Fear. You guys, by IEG Who, and we'll be right back.
cut it off.
All right, guys, what's going on? We're back, and I thought Pop on
a
listener.
Go to commercial and go to questions.
I thought I'd pop on a listener here. They don't even know that they're on air right now. Let's see what they say. This is fun. This is unique. See if he even knows he's on air.
Hello?
Who? Me? Who is?
Can you hear that? Sometimes I often will pop on a listener and they don't even know that they're live on air. And I just kind of like to hear the background and what they have to say and if they're listening and see if the listener knows that he's on air and if he jumped on.
Easy.
You're there, Eric.
Nope, there he is. All right, guys. We're back. It's Easy Way Broadcast and Easy Talk. One of the listeners that on right now. We heard what he was saying in the background, and that's always fun to hear. IEG, love your music, and we got one of our listeners on live here.
I love it.
My name. What's going on? How you guys feeling?
Hello. What's up?
Yep.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Oh my God. Am I on?
No, not at all.
Am I on the air?
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
How are you?
So we heard you in the background there. It sounded like you had some opinions in some way. And how are you enjoying the show so far?
It's long. It's interesting. And fun. Yeah, it's very fun. You have a lot to say. I eat. How do I say it? Is it I? Hello.
It's I.
Hello.
IED.
I can't hear.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. IED. Listener, can you hear her?
Yes.
Okay.
Very informative. I like it. You're doing a lot. You have a lot going on with your career, and that's good.
Thank you very much. Keep it up. Thumbs up.
Which was your favorite song? Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yeah, I like the first one. I like it was just versatile because it had the rap in there and some breaks in the track. I like that. The second one, I kind of like the beat, the intro of the beat. Yeah, I think it's good. Who produces your music?
Cool. And he's Stevie Eagle E. He's my producer.
Evil who?
Stevie Eagle. Sorry.
I
Eagle
can't,
who?
She's laughing.
Stevie Eagle.
It's hard to hear you.
On my website, because he's pretty much on the website as well, on the contact list as well. I work very closely with him, and he's been like helping me, mentoring me for a long time. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy. I'm gonna kill you. Never mind. All right. So I'm out in the field right now doing sales. So.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We thought we'd put you on blast. This was on blast time. Precisely from now on. Every time I do my show at 3:50, I put somebody on blast, and unfortunately, you were the target.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
Thank God for editor, right?
There is no editing. My audience loves you. But hey, go back to work and keep put on speakerphone. I hope all your fellow worker friends are listening to IEG, who's beautiful voice and. Yeah, and thinking about her wonderful music videos and her passionate scenes with people that are not her boyfriends.
I bet she's beautiful. I need to check her out.
Oh, God.
She's laughing.
All right, sometimes spur of the moment, erratically, I'll do things like that. You never know what you're gonna get on Easy Talk, and we're having a blast. But so what's up, girl? When are you gonna come to the U.S.? Come hang out with me. When are we going on our date?
Soon. Are you inviting me? So why don't you fly me over then?
I have to talk to Mr. Stevie on that. And we'll make preparations, but we were looking forward to all your wonderful avenues. IEGO, you're awesome. You're making it happen, and I really think you are a unique individual. You know, the UK kind of British accent / China thing. It's really a unique approach, and love to have you on my show, the Easy Show, again. And we can kind of continue from.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. You know, we can kind of continue from where we left off and what's happened in 2013. And by the way, I got a little surprise for you. A couple of my people with the whole Hello Hollywood and Maytime Development Group have been listening to the show or will be listening to the show. So before we let you go, about 6 minutes left for the rest of the show. If you have some pretty high level people listening, what would you want them to know about you?
No, well, my name is Ai Jihu. Yeah, I'm a Chinese girl doing music in the UK and just trying to make it international. I believe that, you know, maybe I'm able to, I'm somebody who can bridge the gap between the East and the West. So I know that Chinese people accept me as one of them, and I also have my British side with me that I can bring back to the Chinese to help them understand more about what's happening in the West, and just have more communication with everybody so that we have, you know, less, really, what I'm trying to do is bring everyone together so that they understand each other more, so we have less prejudice and ignorance and, you know, less racism in what's in this place, to be honest. I just want people to know that. Well, actually, I'm not even talking to those people. I'm just talking to everybody in general that, you know, just work hard and always keep on believing, even when, especially when it seems really, really hard, you know, that when you come through it, that, you know, hard work does pay off. And, just keep living your dream and keep fighting your fear every day. And, be yourself. Be happy.
Great advice. I want you to do me a favor. I'm gonna count to three. I want you to say, "Hey, you guys, IEGU, the Chinese Madonna, and I do it the easy way. Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting." Can you do that for me, or is that too long?
Okay. So hold on. I'm IEGU, the Chinese Madonna, doing it the easy way. And what's the last thing I didn't hear?
Keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. So, hi, it's Ai Ji Hu, the Chinese Madonna, or whatever you're mainly known by. I do it the easy way, and keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. You got it?
No problem. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to count to three. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hey, I'm Ai Ji Hu, the Chinese Madonna, doing it the easy way, and keep on listening to Easy Broadcasting. Sorry.
Take two. All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
Easy Way Broadcast, right?
Easy Way Broadcasting.
Broadcasting, okay.
Will she get it right this time, guys? Three times the charm. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hi, this is Ai Jihu, the Chinese Madonna, doing it the easy way, and keep listening to Easy Broadcasting.
We'll accept that. It's actually Easy Way Broadcasting, but that works. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You're awesome. We enjoyed having you on the show. Hope to have you back real soon. You're awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be following you at Ai Jihu, and good luck in your career.
Thank you. I just want to say thanks for having me again. You know, I really appreciate you. Don't worry, I'll always shout you when I'm in the USA. So take care, and then keep doing it the easy way. Big up to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right, guys, so that was all you do. You guys heard Wanda Electric Lady Wilson. We're doing it the easy way, success and struggles. I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. I had a lot of fun, and make sure you tune in to Shane Sparks' show tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Saturday. He's making it happen. The Easy Way has got a really awesome show, and he was on So You Think You Can Dance and America's Best Dance Crew. He's an Emmy-nominated celebrity dance choreographer, a show called Planet Dance. You definitely got to check that show out. That's going to be awesome, a lot of fun. And we're just making it happen, guys. So you can follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter. And also on Facebook, real simple, Eric Zulli Fans or Easy Way Broadcasting. We really enjoyed you guys listening to us. Hopefully you didn't fall asleep during I know it's a long show, but for those of you that stayed into it and listened to the whole thing, we appreciate it. We're always going to be giving some cool opportunities. Remember, we are going to we talked about with Wanda today that we're going to give an opportunity for people to maybe get to the Grammys or get on a red carpet. So make sure that you like Wanda Electric Lady Wilson, Eric Zulli, Easy Way Broadcasting. Make sure you follow us. We're always opening up some cool opportunities the easy way. Follow my blog, itsnine.com. We love you guys. We'll catch you next week with our next wonderful guest, Dave Gorman, who is a producer with everything. This guy, he was the man that introduced me to the co-founder of the entertainment, Larry Namer, and pretty much knows everybody. So we can't wait to have him on. This is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. And check